Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. Former Finance Minister Curtis Dickinson, a PLP MP, voted against the National Pension Scheme Occupational Pensions Amendment Act 2024, saying the homeowner regulations it allowed for should not be permitted. But the legislation was approved over objections. The regulations were tabled last week by Jashe Adams, the newly appointed junior minister of finance, who said the proposal struck a balance between supporting home ownership and protecting retirement security. But the Honorable Curtis Dickinson says the government should not be encouraging Bermudians to dip into their pensions.
I don't know the size of Bermuda's pension gap, but I do know that our contributory pension fund, our public service superannuation fund, our ministers, members of the legislature fund, are all underfunded. And by a significant amount. And absent long past due reforms in these plans, the obligation of making up for those increasing shortfalls could fall on the government and ultimately the taxpayer. I also know that defined contribution plans became more prevalent in the United States in the 1970s. And Bermuda's own defined contribution legislation became operable in early 2000s. So the United States has an estimated 25-year head start on us with respect to these types of plans. And they have a $1 trillion pension gap. Accepting that we have a smaller population, our pension gap in absolute terms will be much smaller. But what does much smaller mean? I don't know at this moment and would rather not speculate. I would suggest that the Ministry of Finance, the Pension Commission, and pension fund administrators work to identify strategies to figure out the size of the gap and strategies to close it. I also unequivocally take the view that we can ill afford to be engaging in policy decisions that are designed to allow individuals to reduce their pension balances before their retirement ages. Instead, we should be doing more to strongly encourage them to contribute more.
And in your sports-related news, the Bermuda women's field hockey team clinched fourth in the Pan Am Challenger here on the island after falling 2-1 to Guyana in their last match, which was their hope for the podium. During the game, it was Bermuda who opened up the scoring, securing a lead, but Guyana advanced after the second half with 2 goals to take the win and the bronze. Paraguay clinched second, and the favorites to win, Mexico, left the island with gold and will advance toward the Field Hockey World Cup. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.